And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our Author's Corner, presented by Blinkist.com. Today we're talking with Rachel Sherburn, who is author of Hope, Choosing to Dance Through the Storms of Life. Rachel, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about your journey and your ties into ForwardWomen.org.
Sure, Rick. Well, I'm an Air Force brat, and I grew up all over. Both my parents hail from Louisiana, but I ended up winning a full ROTC scholarship, and I went to Louisiana State University, commissioned, graduated, and then moved to Virginia, where I served at the 1st Fighter Wing at Langley Air Force Base in Hampton, Virginia, and that's where I served as a public affairs officer. And it was when I deployed to Baghdad in 2007 that I really experienced, as you can imagine, a life-changing time in a war-torn country. And there I really understood, I think more so than ever, the significance of faith in the foxhole. And there, I guess, I realized that my faith was so paramount to everything. And that inspired me on a journey to want to serve more fully troops and families in a spiritual sense. So when I returned from that deployment, God led me on a journey to end up becoming a full-time missionary for a nonprofit called Military Ministry, which is a division of formerly Campus Crusade for Christ, now known as CRU. And that ministry reaches out to support the spiritual needs of troops and families, those dealing with PTSD, divorce, depression, suicide. And so I served as a full-time missionary there for 4 years. And it was actually through, I did some fund development work with that ministry and was a major gift officer. And it was building relationships with a lot of donors in Texas. We had 25% of our support came from the state of Texas, which just is a testament to how generous people in this state are. But we ended up having one of our major donors was a friend of mine who I developed a friendship with over the last 8 years. And long story short, the reason I got connected to Ford was after I finished my season of being a full-time missionary, I started my own coaching business. I have a master's degree in organizational leadership, and I did that for 3 years, took a year off to travel around the globe. So I spent this last year circumnavigating the globe, but I stayed in touch with my good friend, Erin, who was, again, one of these major donors for military ministry. And when I told her I was moving to Dallas, she said, okay. And for years, she said, if you ever come to Dallas, and you ever live here, you have to meet my friend, Diane Pattison, and you have to get involved with Ford. I'm on the board. It's this amazing organization. And so long story short, this was tucked away in the back of my mind. And my second week of going to Bible study here in Dallas, I met Diane Pattison. And as soon as she introduced herself, I knew exactly who she was. And that began a relationship where I was able to learn more about Ford and they learned more about me. And the long story short is I will be coming on staff part-time in January to help serve this amazing organization.
That's great news. What a fantastic step for Forward Women. And let's jump into some of our mentoring questions for today, especially as they relate to becoming your best version.
Awesome. Well, Rick, when I was praying about this, the first thing that came to mind, and I'm a big fan of Brené Brown, and she writes a lot of amazing books about vulnerability and shame and just why it's so important that we're vulnerable with one another. And so I think hands down, the first overarching tip I would give for mentoring in general, just the mentoring process, is vulnerability on the part of the mentor and the mentee. I think something amazing happens when we can lower our guard and we can open up and be real and authentic and be willing to show that we've made mistakes and that we don't have it all figured out. And that is where I believe true growth can actually happen. And so I guess my first tip to anyone that's either in the mentoring process or about to be, whether you're a mentor or a mentee, is just to really embrace vulnerability and just walking authentically in who God made you to be. And that doesn't have to be perfect because none of us are, but just being able to be real and genuine.
Does that mean that at the beginning of a process that you need to leave your ego at the doorstep?
I think so. As much as possible, if that's possible, to check your ego and let go of pride and to be coachable and to know that no one has it all figured out. None of us are perfect. And when we can, again, be willing and vulnerable enough to show that, that's when real growth and change can actually begin to start happening.
Great point. if you don't have that open heart and that open vision to improve, then you're not going to be very coachable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I think that's something that leading into the second tip, I guess I would give the listeners today. And what I did as a coach was I've learned that the best session between a mentor or a mentee or a coach and a coachee, if you will, is to ask a lot of questions. So if you are a mentor, I remember when I started coaching, I was 31 and I had clients who were twice my age and had way more life experience and business experience. And yet I was coaching them. And part of me thought, oh my gosh, I have to have all the answers. I have to be so eloquent. I have to know how to solve their problems. And that is not what I believe is the true essence of mentoring or coaching. I believe my most successful coaching sessions were the ones where I, as a coach, talked the least and the ones where I did a better job of asking questions. Because the truth is, I believe deep down we all, on some level, kind of already have a general idea of the right answer, but we need someone to help ask the right question so we can come to that decision on our own. And I think there's something really valuable about a mentee going through and being asked some questions that are going to cause him or her to think differently and to have to dig deep. And so, and it takes the pressure off the mentor to feel like I have to have all, the perfect solution or the right answers. Is really, you need to be able to hold the space and ask the questions and allow the mentee to dig deep within and search for that truth that I believe is already there on some level.
Mm. Do you believe that over the course of your military career and through your master's degree that you are now a more effective listener and a better mentor?
I would love to say yes. I do. I will say that I enjoy talking, and so a lot of times I have to coach myself just to be quiet and listen. But honestly, Rick, I gleaned so much wisdom and experience from my own mentor, Carrie, who's up in Virginia, and I call her in some ways my spiritual mother, because she has walked with me through the ups and downs of the last 8 years of my life. And this woman is hands down the most amazing woman I've ever met. And what makes her so amazing is one, she's a phenomenal listener. But second, she is able to ask the right questions at the right time and know when to push and when to just let me stew a little bit, if you will. But she's also the most positive and encouraging person. She has walked with me, again, through valleys and mountaintops. She knows all of my junk, if you will. And not once has she ever said a condemning word to me or put a label on me or said, well, you know what, Rachel, you're really screwing up here. She has always, always been able to find the positive and speak life over me. And that is so important in a mentoring relationship, because when you are willing to show up and be vulnerable and admit, hey, I don't have it all figured out, this is where I'm struggling, whoever is mentoring you has to, in order for that relationship to be fruitful, to meet that with grace and humility and encouragement. Hey, that's okay. I'm in this process too. Here's how we're going to take steps to make that better. And I think a lot of what I've learned, I had an amazing schooling, but so much of what I learned is my own mentoring experience with a phenomenal mentor.
Yeah, well said. I think that sums up well the experience that everyone is having as a part of Forward Women, is that they are meeting people that are bringing that forth. And I wanted to highlight to our listeners this morning about your book, Hope, Choosing to Dance Through the Storms of Life. The mere title is unto itself a piece of work, because you got to have hope and you got to choose, and then you got to work through the storms of life. So the way you've titled it, Rachel, is beautifully stated. I think it's reflective of your journey that you've gone through, and it is a choice. And I think it one is. Of the things that we've noted this year from so many of the mentors that have been on the show is that you actually get to be a mentor. It is an honor and a privilege. And so with that, be a good listener.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that I've learned as I've coached, and I think there's different sides of this. And again, being a good listener and asking the right questions, but there are times when it's appropriate, I believe, and very effective to share your own stories and your own struggles. And that's what this book is about. And I would ask for your prayers, because it's not published yet, but I'm believing that it will be in the very near future. But that manuscript is done. But what I've learned in the process of writing that book and, again, being mentored and coached is we learn through stories. And when I would share with my own coaching clients my own struggles, what it did do, I believe, is help them, one, to relate to me, two, to give them practical, tangible evidence of here's what it looks like to fall down and to get back up. And here's how I do this. And the truth is, I don't think any person thought less of me because I was willing to be real and authentic and say, here's where I messed up royally, or here's where I really had a face down moment. But when we share stories, it allows the other person to find themselves in your story. It takes the pressure off of someone having someone say, hey, let me ask you some really, you know, driving questions and try to, you know, reveal your weakness. It's different when you say, let me just share my story. Because then, as a mentor, if I'm just sharing my experience and my own struggle, that allows that mentee to go, huh, and find themselves in my story in a very safe way, so to speak. So I would just encourage mentors also, if they've got, and that's the thing, you've got life experience. And it doesn't have to be perfect life experience. You can share your greatest struggles, and you never know how that will minister or encourage someone else.
Exactly. And it may take effect years from now. We've got 2 minutes left with our mentor, Rachel Sherburn, this morning. Hey, Rachel, give a message to our nation of mentors and proteges for 2017 on what's most important and to keep your eyes forward as we wrap up this show.
Absolutely. I would say, as you approach 2017, to have a clear vision of what you want your life to look like. And so if you imagine your life being a garden and we're called to be fruitful, what areas of your life do you need to till the soil? What areas do you need to plant some more seed? Where do you need to prune back the hedges? And as you consider the mentoring process, realize that your mentor is the person who's not just going to come in and start cutting things and planting, but is going to walk with you and ask you questions and say, here's what I've learned that helped me cultivate my garden. And as you do that, you begin to till the soil of your life and you begin to look at where do I want to be fruitful in my relationships, in my finance, in my work, in whatever area. I believe that's when you can truly begin to develop and cultivate a fruitful life. And I would just say embrace the mentoring process with humility and joy, knowing that you can truly live an amazing life, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but it can be so fruitful and so beautiful. And that's what mentoring is all about, helping one another live that really fruitful and joyful life.
Well, thank you, Rachel. That was so profound. I want to make sure and remind everyone to go to forwardwoman.org today to find out more information. And you can become either a mentor or a protege through their organization. And thanks to our sponsor of this show, Blinkist.com. Blinkist.com is one of my favorite apps on my smartphone, and you can essentially tap into over 3,000 nonfiction books that condenses them down to about 15 minutes each. And the books that I'm listening to right now include Becoming by Michelle Obama, Accidental Presidents, Jared Cohen, and The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, all interesting books. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist is offering a special offer just to you, our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success and try it for free 7 days and then save 25% on your new subscription. That's Blinkist.com/success to start your 7-day trial and 25% off the annual subscription. Hey, thanks again, folks, for joining us on Success Made to Last and Mentoring Monday. If you like this show, let us know with a comment and rating on our website at successmadetolast.com. And if you want to start your week off with a little bit of wit and wisdom, subscribe to our newsletter. As we always say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.